Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca, and guess what? This is the final day of a 3-day lesson all about the king and the monkey. Yes, today's lesson is called The King and the Foolish Monkey. Imagine that. We get to continue talking about this foolish monkey. Well, yesterday we learned that the king's pet, the monkey, a foolish monkey actually, was allowed to go anywhere he wanted to go. And then, all of a sudden, a fly appeared. Well, the monkey tried to swat the fly, but missed. So, friends, I have a question I want you to think about. What did the monkey chase the fly with? What did the monkey chase the fly with? Friends, open up your magazines and let's go find out.
The King and the Foolish Monkey. The monkey began chasing the fly with the scepter. When the fly landed on the king's head, the monkey swung the scepter at the fly. The fly moved. The hard gold scepter missed the fly, but it did not miss the king. The monkey hit the king right in the head. The king's head bled, and he had a huge bump on his head. Now the king used his head for something besides a target.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 The King's Head Bled 里面的 bled 这个字。Bled 是 bleed, B-L-E-E-D, 这个动词的过去式。Bleed 就是指流血。例如 The patient was bleeding heavily when he was taken to the ER. 这位病人被送到急诊时正大量流血。或者是 The earthquake victim almost bled to death by the time he was rescued.这个地震的受难者被救出时几乎快要因失血过多而致死。继续我们看的是 bump 这个名词。bump 是指隆起、凸块或者是肿块。例如 Jimmy fell on the floor and got a bump on his knee. Jimmy 跌在地板上而且膝盖肿了一块。或者是 the bumps in the roads were designed to remind the drivers to reduce their speed.马路上隆起的部分是被设计来提醒驾驶们要减慢速度。Bump 也可以当动词，意思是指碰或撞。例如 Nicole bumped her head while she was getting into a taxi. Nicole 在进计程车的时候撞到头了。
So Gabe, how would you feel, or what would you do if a fly were to land on your head?
You know, I would probably use my hand and shoo it away.
Hmm.
You know, although sometimes I like that sensation...When, a creature, like, lands on your skin and it kind of tickles. I don't always shoo it away right away. Do you think that's weird?
Yeah, that's really weird. That reminds me of one time.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting down and I felt that tickly feeling on my leg.
Yeah.
You know, like a creature was crawling on me or something. And I thought, this is really weird. I looked down at my leg and there was a big, fat, black spider.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Was it poisonous? Was it a venomous black widow?
I don't really know because, unlike you, I shooed it off my leg. I said, get away, get away. I flicked it off.
Oh, Rebecca.
Gabe.
Sorry about that. There was a fly on your head.
I did not feel any fly on my head.
Sometimes we don't feel them. But Rebecca, now you can understand how the king feels in this story. The monkey hit him on the head.
Well, it makes me wonder why the king himself...didn't flick the fly off his head.
Well, he was taking a nap, right?
Yeah, I guess he didn't feel it.
Taking a nap.
You're right, he was taking a nap. Well, anyway, we are talking about the king and this foolish monkey. Doing, 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 right here. And we read, the monkey began chasing the fly with the scepter. This actually answers the question I asked just a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
What did the monkey begin chasing the fly with? And the answer is...
the foolish scepter. I mean, just a scepter. He started to chase the fly with a scepter.
Good job, Kate.
Yeah, thanks. When the fly landed on the king's head, the monkey swung the scepter at the fly. And of course, we all know what happened. The fly moved. The hard gold scepter missed the fly, but it did not miss the king.
Oh, no. It did not miss the king. That just means that the scepter hit the king in the head. Oh, yeah, that's what it says. The monkey hit the king right in the head. And you see that phrase, right in?
Mm-hmm.
It's here in our lesson. It's right here in our lesson. This is just used to emphasize what you are saying. So, for example... well, not for example, it's just like, it's right in the head. Nowhere else but in the head.
Yeah, sometimes we use it like the word exactly. It's exactly right there. For example, you could use other prepositions behind this word. It could be right in, right on, right around, right under. For example, a mosquito bit me right behind my ear. Ow, it really itches. Or my friend told me this once. It's really mm-hmm. funny. He was getting into the car.
Uh-huh.
His mom was opening the door, and then a bird pooped, and it landed right next to her eye. It was kind of a funny story. But, yeah, I'm sure she didn't feel like it was funny in the moment.
I think it's probably funnier after the fact than when you're actually in the moment. And especially since it didn't happen to either of us.
Right.
It makes it even funnier.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to laugh at other people when they experience
right.
those kinds of things.
I mean, have you ever had a bird poop on you, like right in the middle of the head?
Yes, that happened to my other friend.
Oh.
Yeah, her fiance was proposing to her.
Oh.
And a bird pooped right on her head.
In the middle of a proposal.
Yeah.
Well, you know something?
Makes for a good story.
It does. That bird has impeccable timing.
Good aim.
Great timing and great aim indeed. Of course, we're talking about this monkey and how he hit the king right in the head. The king's head bled. That's unfortunate. And he had a huge bump on his head. Sounds sad.
He must have looked really foolish.
He probably did look really foolish. He probably looks more foolish than the monkey at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see, I have a birthmark right here, and sometimes people make fun of me for my birthmark,
mm-hmm.
but it's fine. I was born with this. But the king has a bump on his head, and he's going to have it for a long time. That's kind of a funny thing to have, all because you let a monkey hit you.
All because he let a monkey hit him. Well, anyway, the king used his head for something besides a target, to use one's head. This just means that he's actually starting to think.
Exactly.
Finally.
This is a fun phrase, friends. Use your head, or even use your brain. That means come up with something smart. Think of something mm-hmm. smart, okay? Use your brain for what it's meant to be used for. So, for example, what's 5 plus 5? Come on, use your head, Rebecca. What's 5 plus 5?
Oh, sorry, you were asking me. 5 plus 5.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10!
Good, excellent, genius.
I used my head.
You did. Friends, what about this? Can you guess Rebecca's favorite drink? Use your head. Use it. She talks about this all the time. What is Rebecca's favorite drink? Rebecca, would you like to tell us?
Well, why don't you use your head and tell me what my favorite drink is?
All right, Rebecca's favorite drink, of course, is tea. Is that right?
I love tea. Well, it depends. On a cold day, I love tea.
Oh.
On cold days.
And on hot days.
On hot days,
You love coffee.
No, we don't do coffee, remember that. I like juice. Juice is really good.
Ah, right.
Well, anyway, friends, this is a great phrase. Use it. Use your head and think of some other ways to use this example. Well, it's time for us to go to the Info Cloud.
Yeah.
And we're going to learn about going on a tour.
Yeah,
oh, Info Cloud.
Info Cloud.
Going on a tour.
I got no time.
We're going to go on towards the Info Cloud.
No segue.
Welcome to Info Cloud. I'm Jack.
And I'm Ken.
Hey, Jack, I know you like to travel a lot. What do you do when you visit a place you've never been to?
I usually go on a tour.
Did you hear that, friends? Jack likes to go on a tour when he visits a foreign country. And that's different from going on tour.
That's right. A lot of rock bands and pop groups go on tour. When bands, orchestras, and actors and dancers go on tour, they go from place to place, putting on shows in front of live audiences. But if you're a tourist, you don't go on tour. You go on a tour. When you go on a tour or take a tour, you visit a place.
You could take a tour of a museum, art gallery, city, or country. Whenever you go somewhere new and you want to learn more about the place, you can take a tour.
And how do you take a tour? You can either find a tour guide who will show you around, or if you're adventurous, you might buy a travel guide or guidebook and explore on your own.
So remember, a tour guide is a person. A travel guide is a book.
And both can be useful when you go on a tour.
Go on tour 跟 go on a tour 只有一个字母之差，但意思完全不同。Go on a tour 是有专员介绍的导览。你可以 go on a tour of the art museum, 参观美术馆。而 go on tour 是指巡回演出。有些乐团每年都会 go on tour。另外 ,tour guide 跟 travel guide 要分清楚。Tour guide 是个人，就是个导游。Travel guide 是一本 guidebook, 旅游书。若是要自助旅行，最好先到书店买一本 travel guide, 旅游指南。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, I was wondering, what would you do if you saw a fly flying around your room? Would you let it get away? Or would you try to hit it, maybe with your hands or...something else that you could grab. After learning about this monkey and the king for the last couple of days, I'm kind of wondering if the monkey's really that foolish. I think he did probably what anyone would want to do, try to kill the fly. Well, let's learn more about the king and the foolish monkey now. I'm not sure you're really that foolish. You're actually kind of...
The King and the Foolish Monkey. He sent the monkey back to the jungle to live. The giant bump on the top of the king's head never went away. He had to have his crown made larger to fit him better. The king also decided to listen to others' input. Maybe he was not right all of the time. The king's advisors did not say, "I told you so."But they did say, "Beware of foolish friends. They can cause more harm than your enemies."
OK, 接下来我们看 input 这个名词。input 在这里是指所贡献的意见或建议，是一个不可数名词。例如 ,Thank you so much for your input.It's very helpful. 谢谢你所贡献的意见，非常的有帮助。或者是 We need your professional input regarding this issue. 对于这个议题，我们非常需要你专业的意见。Input 也可以指投入的时间、力量或者是资源。例如 Nancy admitted that she didn't have much input in the project, so she couldn't take any credit. Nancy 坦诚她没有投入太多在这个案子里，所以她不敢居功。所以我们看 beware 这个动词 beware 是指小心或提防它可以当及物动词例如 when you drive in Taipei beware those motorcycles weaving in and out of traffic 当你在台北开车时要小心那些在车阵中穿梭的摩托车 Beware 也可以当不及物动词，后面要加介系词 of 再加受词。例如 Beware of thieves in this area. Numerous tourists have reported that their wallets have been stolen. 在这一带要小心扒手，已经有许多游客报案说他们的钱包被扒了。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So the king finally starts using his head. And what does he do?He sent the monkey back to the jungle to live. The giant bump on the top of the king's head never went away. So, he not only had that bump for a very long time, he had it for the rest of his life.
Exactly, which is kind of funny, that naughty little monkey. So friends, remember that phrase you just learned? Use your head. The king is using his head now. He's actually being smart.When he sent the monkey back to the jungle. So, the bump never went away, but we continue reading here. He had to have his crown made larger to fit him better. Okay, he has to change the size of his crown.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully then he's able to hide the bump on his head.
Maybe. Yeah, Our lesson maybe. Doesn't say for sure.But maybe he could hide the bump, or maybe he's just always going to have to live with a bump on his head to remind him
of how stupid he was.
Right. Well, the king also decided to listen to others' input. I think that's a really key point. He finally decided to listen to other people's input. That is, other people's advice. Maybe he was not right all the time.Just maybe.
Just maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, of course, it's important for a leader, whether it's a king or president, prime minister, whoever, boss, CEO, it's important for you to surround yourselves with wise and smart people. You know, some people don't like to do that. They don't like to have other people around who are smarter than they are because mm-hmm. they feel competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's never a good idea. You want to have people who are...smart and hire people who are even smarter than you to work for you and give you great advice and tips.
Well, you know something? I recently heard mm-hmm. a speaker say that no matter how much education you have, you should always be a learner,
a beginner.
Mm-hmm. You should always be learning something new.
So is that the idea of like always being humble to learn something?
Always being humble to learn something, but...I think that when you get to this point where you think you're always right and you don't listen to other people's input or other people's advice, it can be really scary. You might end up with a situation like the king, a bump on your head that never goes away.
Mm-hmm. And I think the idea here is that sometimes we make mistakes because of our own foolishness, and for the rest of our lives, we deal with those consequences, right? We're always reminded of our foolish decisions.Well, we continue on here with the lesson about this foolish king and the monkey. I mean, the monkey and the foolish king. The king and the foolish monkey. But we already know that the king is kind of foolish. The king's advisor did not say, I told you so.
Okay, Gabe, I want you to pause there for just a moment. And let's talk about this very useful phrase, I told you so. So let's say, for example, that you warned someone that they shouldn't do something.But then they went out and did it anyway. You could, if you wanted to be mean, go up to that person and say, I told you so.
You mean if they did something and something bad happened?
Oh, right, yes.
Right, yeah, yeah. And you could say, I told you so.
Right.
But you said if you're mean. What do you mean by that?
I mean, it could be kind of mean. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like, you know, everyone makes mistakes.And even if someone warns you not to do something, we still have to feel like we have the freedom to make our own choices. And
right.
I don't think it's necessarily always nice to go up to someone and be like, hey, Gabe, I told you so. I knew that was going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, you're already feeling bad about your mistake. You're already mm-hmm. feeling really bad. So why go up to that person and try to rub it in by telling them,I told you so.
That's right. And so our lesson says that the advisors didn't say, I told you so. So they're making the point that the advisors could have said, I told you so, but they were wise, okay? They didn't use this phrase. It doesn't sound very nice.
But they did say, beware of foolish friends. And let's take a look at that phrase, beware of something. You just use this when you want to warn other people to watch out and to be careful.
For example, I often see this phrase on signs. Maybe someone has a dangerous dog and maybe he goes into their front yard sometimes. Right. There might be a sign that says, beware of dog. Or perhaps you're on a hike and sometimes there are snakes or bees. There might be a sign that says, beware of snakes and bees.
That's right. And the advisors did say, beware of foolish friends. And yes, friends, we want to warn you, beware of foolish friends. They can cause more harm than your enemies. Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Your Majesty, how are you feeling today?
Better, but I still have a huge bump on my head.
Ooh, perhaps we'll have to get you a bigger crown.
Yes, maybe so.
Oh, this chattering monkey is in big trouble.
Well, it's not his fault.
Your Majesty, he attacked you with your royal scepter. Ouch!
But he didn't mean to. He was swatting at a fly. Too bad he missed the fly.
Too bad he hit your head.
Yes, but I've learned an important lesson.
And what's that?
Monkeys are wild animals and shouldn't be kept as pets.
That is right. They make messes. They can be dangerous.
My advisors warned me.
Keeping a monkey in the palace is not a good idea.
But I refused to take their advice.
And this monkey became your royal pet. He did whatever it wished.
And he took charge.
So, will the monkey continue to take charge?
No. I am sending the monkey back into the jungle.
That is a wise decision. Remember, beware of foolish friends. They can harm you more than your enemies.
Ouch.
All right, well, this has been a fun story about a king and a monkey. What do you feel about that monkey, Rebecca? Do you think he was a bad monkey?
I don't actually think he was a bad monkey. I think he was just being a monkey.
Yeah.
He's just doing what monkeys are supposed to do, but he was put in a place where he wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's like fire. It can be nice and can give warmth, but if you let it out of the fireplace, it can destroy. Well, friends, I've learned a lot from a monkey and a king, and we hope that you have too. We will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. At all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.